Another rough start on Wall Street today with the Dow falling several hundred points at the open. Oil prices fell below $30 a barrel this week. And China's main stock index is down 20% since last month, ending today in bear market territory. So what to do if you're an ordinary investor or saver? Julie Nieman is a financial analyst with Smith Moore & Company outside St. Louis. She's with us now. Julie, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, and what would you say about what is going on in the markets right now, this just major drop in markets all around the world?
Two things to remember. First of all, this is not 2008. This is not the end of Western civilization as we know it. What we have are a couple of things going on based on news everybody already knows. And that's the key thing. We know what's going on with this. And now it's all coming home to roost. People basically are jettisoning everything because of nervousness, fear, you name it. So we have a massive liquidity event going on here. People are throwing out stocks, everything. The tax selling that you had last year is over with. There was an inclination to start buying again in the new year, but the news was nothing to write home about. That started fostering some more selling, and that was the key thing here. So now you have hedge funds, which are trying to sell out their positions. You have venture capital people who are in leveraged positions and who can't get out of their positions. You have companies that have mutual funds with liquid alternatives. Guess what? They're not liquid. They're trying to get out of positions. And they're trying to get out because of the average retail investor and a lot of investors want their money out now to sit on the sidelines to see what is going to happen. What we don't see happening is a recession. 2008, we were going into a recession, and it turned out to be a recession depression. It was the honker of all times. That is not the situation right now. Right now, we have a massive liquidity event going on.
And how much of it has to do with what's happening in China? How much of it has to do with the Fed raising interest rates? How much has to do with the drop in oil prices?
Well, the Fed raising interest rates, that was the longest drum roll in history. That was started over a year ago. Here it comes, and then it finally came. For the United States, it makes sense to start taking interest rates up. You're not going to have small banks going out and lending to businesses until they get some kind of spread in their product here. That's the key thing. So this is actually going to help our economy. It's not that everybody's wringing their hands over inflation. There is no commodity inflation, obviously. We've got deflation there. But asset inflation is out there. So the Fed basically is making the right move. And that's not going to stop business. A 0.25% rise in interest rates, that is not going to bring capital spending to a halt. Not at all. Now on to China. The key thing with China is, were they slowing down faster than anybody anticipated? I've been hearing 3.5% growth rate for about 9 months now. People are just waking up to that fact. It appears to be that China is genuinely slowing here. We'd kill to have a 3.5% growth rate, but for them, that is quite toxic. So this is news we're already knowing, but obviously was under-anticipated by a lot of money managers.
So what are people supposed to do with all this information with their own money? What are you advising people?
Sit tight. This is not in 2008, because I was looking at the end of Western civilization as we know it. Go to cash. That absolutely was the key thing. Go to cash. But right now, this is only a correction. It will take on bear market proportions. I think we can go down 20% in this liquidation panic that we've got going on right now. But it is not a bear market. I think we will recover because bottom line is the economy is good. Will it slow somewhat? Sure it will, because these things have knock-on effects. But it's not going to put us into recession. There's no recession in the offing.
Is it a time to buy?
Not yet. Everybody who does bottom fishing always gets their hands cut. Sure, it's Happy Harry's House of Bargains out there, but buying it right now, you're going to get the opportunity to buy it lower and lower and lower again. So wait. Don't get greedy. You want to see the market turn around? Let somebody else take the first 20%. Let somebody else take the last 20%. You settle for the 60% in between. That's called selling and buying discipline.
I want to ask you about one more thing, a piece of news today that's very unusual. Walmart, the biggest retailer in the world, saying it's going to close about 270 stores around the globe, including about 150 right here in the United States, affecting about 10,000 employees in the U.S. What's your take on what's going on there?
The key thing is this is a concept that didn't work. These were all the small stores. So Walmart goes into small towns and sets up yet another small store. Walmart's attraction was that it was one-stop shopping for absolutely everything, and that's why it was hurting all the stores in the relatively small towns here. When you set up a small store format, all you're doing is competing against others who have the name, the reputation, and the service that will at least equal, if not surpass, yours. Wally has to have the advantage of huge price advantages and a big supply advantage as well. Big store format is the only thing that works for them.
That's Julie Neiman with Smith, Moore & Company outside of St. Louis. Julie, thank you so much.
You bet.